the carousel from Kittyland. And I went back to where Kittyland was not too long ago. After you guys did the show with the Golden Rondale, I went back there. And we found the plaque that says, this is where Kittyland was. Carol Gianforte is here. Jim Mercier is here. And we're talking about Kittyland today, which is by the Horlick Dam. Am I right?
Correct.
Jim, I need you to get right next to that microphone here. Let me tell you. Yeah. I want to hear every word you guys have to say. And we went through the whole presentation of the Golden Rondale. So this is the radio version of the presentation. And Kittyland was the amusement park in Racine. Let me get my notes here. What were the years for that, by the way?
Well, actually, it was from 1949 to 1970. But, yeah, we were really glad to bring Kittyland back to the Rondell. We also talked about the park pool back then, the Racine Parade, the outdoor theaters. And, of course, we did the outdoor theater here and the park pool the last 2 months, I think, on your show, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And we got a lot of comments about that. People say, I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it open today? Yes, if you want to walk on some grass and a sunken tennis court. Yeah, there's no problem.
Don't try to play tennis.
Yeah, it's about a sunken tennis court.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So let's talk about Kittyland now.
Well, you know, there were quite a few amusement parks back then. We had our choice of going to Riverview, of course, in Chicago. Muskego Beach, later known as Dandelion Park. But, Don, you probably remember some amusement parks in your neck of the woods, Coney Island and Palisades, maybe?
My father was born on Surf Avenue in Coney Island.
Okay.
And I went there quite a few times, Coney Island. I was too. My mother wouldn't let me go on the ride. They're too dangerous for you.
Oh, yeah.
And then Palisades Park, of course, the hit song by Freddie Cannon.
That's right.
Palisades Park.
Boom Cannon. Yeah. That's right.
Coney Island's still there.
Yeah.
And Palisades Park, no more.
Uh-huh.
But Coney Island is still an amusement park.
Yeah, sure. But we had Riverview in Chicago. As a matter of fact, there was a man named Two-Ton Baker. I don't know if anybody remembers him. He had a kid show on at noon.
Sounds like a wrestler.
He was large. He always advertised Riverview. And I still remember to this day, located at Western and Belmont. And Muskego Beach was closer to Racine than Riverview. And as a matter of fact, we took our eighth grade class trip there, I remember, as a kid. But Riverview was located on 74 acres. But Kittyland was only on one small acre and had a lot of child-size rides. And it turns out it was larger than life.
Well, we found out, Jim, when we were planning any program on Kittyland starting a few years ago, we thought this would be a good opener, just like we did now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we had the large amusement parks. Maybe you got there once every few years, a big car trip. Oh, we'll say that. But we didn't really have to go there because we had Kittyland. So we were so thrilled when we did get, and we'll say more later, when we got black and white photos of Kittyland, the concession stand, some of the rides. When we first looked at them, do you remember, Jim? We were shocked.
Oh, yes.
We were shocked.
Yes.
Because the difference, and with the black and white photos, it didn't do justice. Now, your son eventually colorized them for us, and that made a big difference. But these original black and whites of Kittyland, we thought, well, these aren't fancy. Look at that concession stand. That looks like a phone booth. I mean, my goodness. This is too much of a difference between Riverview and Kittyland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got over that because we began to find out they were darling. They were charming. They were four children. They were ours. And then the big thing came, Jim, with all your postings on Facebook, with the nostalgic sites for Racine, the retro Racine and others.
Mm-hmm.
When you put on Do You Have Memories of Kittyland, one of the most astounding things that happened in our preparation was within a few hours, you had to count them all on all those sites. There were 1,800 likes and comments about Kittyland in a short time.
Oh, yes.
So that's how we kind of coined the phrase for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Kittyland was tiny, but it became larger than life.
Than life, that's
it
right.
It is still with us.
That's right. And Kittyland was open actually all summer long from Memorial Day through October. And like I mentioned before, 1949 to 1970. 7 days a week. And where was it? Well, like Don said, it was near the dam. The dam, of course, if you know where that is, that's I think that bridge is being reconstructed now. There were two sides of the river, of course. The west side is where Ye Old Mill Tavern used to be. And now I think there's a travel lodge there. It used to be Holiday Inn. But on the east side,
used to be like six different names.
Yeah, right. They change every month, right? Yeah. On the east side, that's where Kittyland was at one time. In the vicinity of the River Run restaurant, Horlick Park is located there now. It's little known, and it's really hard to find, too.
What we found to help us, if anyone happens to have a drone handy, well, we found out that your son, Mark...
A drone.
He decided to show us Kittyland via drone as mm-hmm. we prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting to see the river in the middle mm-hmm. and the land on the west, the land on the east, and a clear picture. Because today we do want to know where that hallowed ground mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. really was.
Well, you know, and I went back there with my wife because I didn't live here at the time. And she never went there either.
Mm-hmm.
So we went back there and we're looking all over. It's all grass now. It's just park.
Yeah.
And I heard you guys said there was a sign there commemorating where Kittyland was.
It's hard to find.
Well, we think we saw it, but there was a family having a picnic by the sign. So we got out of our car and we were staring at them, and they looked back. The whole group started looking at us. And my wife said, let's get out of here and come back tomorrow when they're gone. Yeah. And we did, and we found the sign.
Uh-huh.
It's right there by the boat landing.
By the boat landing.
And correct. I was just asking Jim today, when that sign went up and who put it up, and we are kind of vague on that.
Well, I was very nice. I took my own money, and I had the sign made, and I put it up for the citizens of Racine, and I wanted it. No, I didn't.
Courtesy of Don Rosen. Yeah,
who put it up there?
I think it's the Racine Heritage Museum myself. But
and now
sure.
we have to start a movement to say where the Washington Park pool was. We got to have a plaque committee. Don't we?
That's but you got right. the building there. You just need a plaque on the building.
Yeah. We do. Don, can you do that?
Yes, I will take my philanthropic foundation that I have and add that
to
the list.
Do that to another plaque.
Yeah. I found something fascinating when you were at your, before we take the break here, fascinating at the Golden Rondale. It was a family operation, Kittyland, you said,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole family?
Yes.
Including a 10-year-old girl who ran the Ferris wheel. She was at mm-hmm. your Golden Rondelle.
She was mm-hmm. a big part of it.
Yep. Yeah. She was our panelist.
And we're going to talk about her next.
Could you imagine a 10-year-old girl running the Ferris wheel today?
OSHA never existed at that moment.
OSHA, forget that. With every agency around for safety, a 10-year-old girl was working. I think when I was 10 years old, I could barely, function, I didn't even mow the grass. My father wouldn't let me run a lawnmower at 10. But 10 years old.
Well, I guess now we have to go back to those pictures, though. Now, how high do you think that Ferris wheel went?
Doesn't matter. There was somebody up there. Lives were at risk. And it didn't seem to bother anybody. Carol Gianforte, Jim Messier is here. We're talking about Kittyland this morning here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. More to come. Keep it here. Our two historians of fun, Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier, are here. And this month, we're talking about Kittyland, which is where the Horlick Dam is, or it's currently being dismantled, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting rid of the Horlick Dam. And it's right in that little park. Now, you say it's called Horlick Park, right?
Yes.
Right back to where Rogan's Shoes used to be.
Yes, right in that vicinity. Yes.
And you can find the plaque. It's there mm-hmm. by the boat landing. And then you can sit there and cry and remember all the good days. And, and
it's bad you weren't here, Don. It's
I didn't grow up here, and I still feel terrible when I hear these shows of what things used to be because I see pictures of them.
Well,
and I still feel bad, even though I wasn't growing up here. So let's continue on.
Okay. Well, as we started saying, we have to learn more about Kittyland. We're anxious to do so when we began this project a few years ago. Who did we gain a friendship with and meet the most delightful, wonderful person, Helen Horlick Pugh. Now, Helen graduated from Horlick High School, like I did, just a year or two older, so we'll say about the same age. And Helen immediately joined Jim and me, and maybe wasn't as on board at first, but we said, no, people will want to know how this began. How did it? So here's the story that Helen told us. Her father, Dick Horlick, inherited land on both sides of the river, the areas we've been talking about. He was a horseman. But in the 40s, he left, still owning the land, but he left and went to California. He went to Hollywood, and he had horse riding stables in Hollywood. But when he was there, he met his future wife, Josephine Bezoyer. She was from Minnesota, and she was a Marine. Well, they married. And being a Midwesterner, Josephine felt fine about returning to Racine, Wisconsin. When they came back, they lived in the pavilion on the river that had been the famous dance hall, not standing any longer either. Well, the horsemanship continued, but when Helen was small, too small to remember, her parents took her to a place that they had discovered in Melrose Park, Illinois, to a place called Kittyland. And instantly, her wonderful dad said he wanted to bring a Kittyland type of amusement park to his land in Racine. That is how it began. And Helen said, he said it or she said it, he was really, in the end, put on this earth to make children have fun. That's a very sentimental story.
Mm-hmm. Now, getting there was something else, too. As soon as your parents said you're going to Kittyland, I mean, my gosh, you just jumped for joy. And that was true in our case, too. By car, if you were coming from the south side, of course, you'd pass the quarry where Daredevil jumpers would, jump into that blue water. If you were coming from the north, you'd probably pass the airport. At that time, it was known as the Horlick-Racine Airport. Many of us maybe even stopped at the Rapids Dairy Bar as well.
And you know, Jim, I have to say, we were all so aware of Kittyland. Mm-hmm. Now, on Carlisle Avenue, our yards were all fenced in or bushed in. But across our block of 1400 were these wide open yards of the 1400 block of Summit. Mm-hmm. And so there would be a knock on our door, on my door at dinner time. Someone would be calling, "Oh, Carol." I would jump up from the table and join all these baby boomer kids across the alley on the Summit yards. Mm-hmm. But then, just like clockwork, someone would say, "I can't play. We're going to Kittyland."
Oh.
And we were all so thrilled for them. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, they get to go to Kittyland.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine your family owning an amusement park?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like every kid's mm-hmm. dream. All
sure.
the rides you want yeah. for free, all day long, anything you want.
And what we did find out from Helen was it, and we saw in the pictures too, it was a family affair. Her mother would be at the ticket booth, her father was driving the train, and Helen was even helping out.
I'm sure Helen had a lot of friends.
Yes.
Yeah, could you imagine your best friend? Oh, let's go on the rides. How much is it going to cost me? Nothing. You're in the friends and family plan.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Fun. Well, Jim, you were saying how exciting it was.
Yeah.
And even if you came across town, that was a neat field trip, so to speak, like watching mm-hmm. the airplanes mm-hmm. at the airport, which mm-hmm. were a rare sight, but then finally arriving. Because
mm-hmm.
we might have been saying, are we there yet? Even mm-hmm. though the ride across town might have been also very interesting. But are we there yet?
Mm-hmm.
So we would jump out of the car. And one of my neighbor friends, Jim Miller, says he lived in an area. But it was like, now we are on vacation. And now we're in the country. You could smell the river. You could smell the grass. But then, of course, you could hear the merry-go-round. Total excitement. So even our memories of arriving, the old cars, the station wagons, how we jumped out with our families.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that we have pictures of maybe families there after church, dressed up.
Oh, yeah. We were always dressed up.
Mothers
yeah,
had
sure.
their summer sleeveless dresses, shirtwaist dresses. And we have one perfect picture of a mother Yes, in high heels.
Going to the amusement park.
Yeah, sure.
So little girls would probably skip ahead or hold their mother's hand. Boys would run ahead.
Yeah.
And there we were finally at the ticket booth with usually Mrs. Horlick in the ticket booth, the family affair. And as I said, that ticket booth, like the concession stand, was about the size of a telephone booth.
Hold it right there. More from Kitty Land. Jim and Carol are here this morning at WRJN. It's 7:35. Good morning at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Carol Gianforte and Jim Rosira here. We're talking about Kitty Land. That's long gone. It was right where the Horlick Dam is, but now it's history. It's only in your memories. And after a while, nobody will even talk about it anymore because
we'll be
gone. When you two go, you're taking the history with you. So let's talk. Where we leave off?
Well, once we got there as kids, first thing we wanted to do was decide, where are we going first? For guys, or boys, I should say, maybe a little bit different than girls. But like Carol said, this was a family operation. Mrs. Horlick often was at the ticket booth selling tickets, and Mr. Horlick was the train driver. And for 9 cents a ticket, you couldn't go wrong. It was never an arm and a leg, you know, for a price of a ticket. Plus, you could get in free if you saved your Progressive Dairy caps. And we have a photo of one of the train cars at Kitty Land loaded with these Progressive Dairy caps. You would take that cap, and it would give you a free ride at Kitty Land. And
now, what did they get out of it, though?
I mean, Goodwill.
Yeah,
probably. No, Goodwill doesn't put food on the table.
Yeah, help me out.
What would the Kitty Land people, I mean, unless you had a deal with the dairy where they pay you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand what the purpose was.
They must have worked something out.
They had to, because there's no money payoff for it.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
One nice thing we learned was there was a sign there saying, if you can't afford a ride, see Mr. Horlick.
And so, Helen was very, very proud of that.
Yes.
And again, we need to thank Helen for coming along with us on all the planning we did, and the wonderful photos that she searched for and found, those black and whites, and then to your son, Mark, who colorized them for our programs. And, Jim, you posted some on Retro Racine now.
Oh, sure. A lot of people remember that.
Back up a second here. So if you couldn't afford it, they let you on for free?
Well, there was a sign that said that. We don't know.
I was about to say, how do these people make any money? You're getting on free with the milk carton chips.
Right.
Now, if you can't afford it, you're getting on free. No wonder they're out of business.
That's why they closed, I guess. Yeah.
Well, the whole procedure, I think, our parents telling us, maybe as a surprise, we're going to go to Kitty Land, like after supper or after church, and then going across town, maybe, and seeing the airplane, seeing the quarry, finally arriving, heading for the very small ticket booth. But then here was another ritual. We got to the ticket booth, and now what? The ritual of what rides to do first.
Yeah, that's always the big deal. What are we going on first?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had our choice. There were, what,
nine rides,
nine,
I think,
rides.
We thought.
Okay.
And so,
I picture little Carol crying. Oh, did I go on the merry-go-round?
I was an only child, so I got my way.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Maybe we took a friend. I hope I let a friend pick.
Yeah. One of the most popular rides was, of course, the train. And that circled the park. And Helen remembers her dad, and his deep voice would say, "All aboard."
The bell, we would, at our program, we had a sound of a bell that was rung throughout. Mm-hmm. And the train, did you just say this? It circled the whole Kitty Land.
It circled the park, right.
Very colorful.
Yep, that's right.
Ponies. Well, with Mr. Horlick loving horses and Helen starting to ride at a very young age, it makes sense that Kitty Land had to have horses. And so there were eight of those at most times. And a couple of the names we still no Trigger and Rusty. And all they did was go around in a little circle. But it was very satisfying. They were very, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Where else, Jim?
Well, they had the swings, the swing ride, I remember. That was a lot of fun. But I think a lot of us remember those little boats they had and the little cars. The little boats were actually in water, and it just made a circle. And one thing I remember, each boat had a bell on the front, and every kid was pulling on that rope, you know, ding, 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 ding. That's all you hear was the bells ringing when they were going around in that little circle, as well as the cars. When they were going around, each car had a horn. So when you're on that car ride, you know, you just had to sound that horn, and that's all you could hear was horns and bells on those two rides.
And what is neat is we do have videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Helen wouldn't have had those, but going to Retro Racine, there were some people in town that furnished us with videos.
The 8mm movies. Them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's funny because the everything you're describing was at the kiddie land, they didn't call it that, where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And not around here. But we had those cars that were, the boats were in the water. Yeah. You couldn't control them. You
right.
thought you did.
Yeah.
They had a steering wheel, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And everything you talked about, the train, the donkey rides, little pony rides. Yeah. I mean, that was all at every amusement park across America. Mm-hmm. Not the great Americas, but we're talking about the small local, small town amusement park. There was one up in Oshkosh we went to one time. We took a ride up there, and there's a tiny little amusement park. Just like you described Kiddyland.
Uh-huh.
I think every town had its Kiddyland.
Sure.
Well,
yeah.
I think maybe the innocence of children and businessmen knew just what was going to work.
Well,
and we were totally satisfied.
At the Racine County Fair, just a few weeks ago we were there, they have a Kiddyland there, smaller rides for kids. And they were just like that. They would do smaller rides where they weren't dangerous, but it was the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember the Ferris wheel?
The Ferris wheel, always a draw, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this great picture. I wish, of course, we keep mentioning pictures. But there was Helen on her 12th birthday operating the Ferris wheel.
Could you imagine it? I thought she was 10, but you say 12. Could you imagine a 12-year-old operating a Ferris wheel today? I mean, the people from the state inspection agency would close you down in about 5 minutes.
That's how it was back then.
Well, we can't forget the merry-go-round.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks for inserting the music, because that is the standard merry-go-round music we heard. And the horses were beautiful, and thanks to Mark, your son, colorizing them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We took a big leap from the black and white
to
seeing the color of the merry-go-round.
Yep. And if you were a boy, I think the first ride you'd run to was the You Drive 'Em Tractors. I mean, if you were on that thing, you were in control. You were a somebody. You were driving your own vehicle, and that was really a lot of fun back then. But again, that was usually for the boys. They also had paddle boats right on the river there. And again, that was for the older kids, but you could actually rent a paddle boat and just go cruising, on the river above the dam. That was a lot of fun, too.
And I think Helen assured us, I don't know if it showed up in a picture, I think she used the word boom.
Oh, yes, to prevent you from going over the dam.
Yes, that was a necessary item, the boom.
I think so.
Don't
That's
go
right.
over the falls.
Yeah.
This is not Niagara Falls, but still don't go over.
Yeah.
Do not go over.
Yeah.
Well, Don, especially, you might want to know how scientific we are about this. So as we had been planning this, we were so curious on what was the most popular ride. So we conducted several surveys, and we ended up actually with the tie.
Yep.
The train and the ponies.
That's right.
So just so you know what was the most popular, we got to the bottom of that.
Mm-hmm. They have a train just like that at the Milwaukee Zoo, where it goes around the zoo. And it's like those trains, a tiny train where you just sit in it. And there's some guy whose lifelong dream was to own a real train. He had the Lionel train set in his basement. Now he runs this train. He's got the conductor outfit on. But you said the owner, the father.
Mark?
Yeah,
yep.
That was his job.
That he had a little train set when he was a kid, probably, and said, someday I'm going to be my own engineer. And here he was.
And Helen still remembers his deep voice calling all aboard. It's quite a lovely memory.
Now, you said it was like, how much to get? 9 cents?
9 cents for a ticket.
It almost seems like, how do you put food on the table at night when you're charging 9 cents and then giving people free rides when they have milk little things, and then they can't afford it, so they put them on for free. Oh, my goodness. Actually, the sign said, let us know if you can't afford it.
That's
they never said they were giving you a free ride.
Right, yeah.
They were just taking a poll.
Right, yep.
Helen was very proud of that.
Yep.
Well, of course, food out of doors at a vacation spot like Kittyland. So the popcorn, the ice cream, it had to taste the best. We did enjoy looking at the concession stand. It was, you know, like the size of two phone booths, but it served its purpose. And then we could go just nearby and sit under trees. Like there were big cottonwood trees there.
What kind of food did they say? They didn't serve hot dogs and stuff, did they?
Mm-mm.
Just like cotton candy and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Riding.
Carnival food.
Yeah. Riding all those rides made you hungry, right?
So that was the conclusion of 9 rides. And then, of course, the parting, which we might get to. How do you leave Kittyland? That must have, you know, that was always posing a
crying
problem.
That's how you did it.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. We're talking to Carol Gianforte and Jim Racine. We're talking about Kittyland in Racine that ran from the 40s down to 1970.
Yeah.
And then closed up for good and left of the memories. So more with Carol and Jim coming up in just a moment here. Local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. Jim and Carol here with us this morning. We're talking about Kittyland for the next few minutes here. And it used to be right by the Horlick Dam. Right now, sadly enough, it's just a grassland and ghosts and memories and
hallowed ground.
Hallowed ground. That's it. It's hallowed ground. Go ahead. Where did we leave off here?
We had just concluded our trip through the 9 rides and the concession stand. But there was a change in a new development at Kittyland, and that was due to Helen's mother. She developed what was called the Kittyland Party Room. There was a small structure on the property that had been a hamburger stand at one time in the past, and she turned it into a new experience for Racine, the Kittyland Party Room. Pictures of it show a black and white striped awnings, a beautiful table setting, and here was the new idea. Instead of having our birthday parties like the ones I went to, where you enjoyed, but you went to your friend's house and you played pin the tail on the donkey and you dropped a clothespin in the bottle, this was a new concept where you went to the Kittyland Party Room. And everything was done for you.
Just like pre-Chuck E. Cheese.
Exactly.
Yes.
We were. Right. She was on the cutting edge.
Yeah. Head of the curve, as they say.
Head of the curve.
Yeah.
On O&H, a cake, and you got to go on the rides, and beautifully decorated place. Everything taken care of for you. And people do, of course, remember that party room. Now, I wasn't lucky enough to have a party there. But we learned from one of our listeners of Nostalgia and Racine, Rick Bonanno, both of his sisters had parties at the party room, both of them. And he is still trying to overcome the jealousy that he felt because he was denied a party at the party room.
Holding the grudge for 55 years.
Yeah, he was cut from the party room.
Now, we also have some personal stories from Facebook. When we posted about Kittyland, most of the comments were from people who loved going there. And a lot of them, of course, say they missed it, which is how true. And they also commented about their favorite rides. Carol talked about that earlier. But some of the other comments that copied were this. One was, my mother told me never to pet the Shetland ponies. They are mean and will bite. And another one, if we behaved all week, our reward was going to Kittyland on Sunday. Another one, we usually went every Sunday after church. Another, we saved Progressive Dairy bottle caps for the free ride tickets. Another one, we live close by so we could walk there. But my favorite is this one. We had to leave early once because my mother was starting to deliver my baby brother.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
Kittyland was not set up for those kind of deliveries.
I guess not. That's right.
But, well, so many things come to an end.
Yep.
And did we realize at the time that these memories were going to be so important to us 50, 60 years later? And again, that this tiny, tiny place that you and I, Jim, had to just realize was very tiny, that has remained so large in our lives. And so, yes, there's a plaque. There's the Horlick Park right in that area. And we just have to remember that those memories that we make with our children today, I think we've come to say, like, with our grandchildren, are so important, because they just might be with them, like we have the memories.
Oh, sure. And like Don mentioned earlier, everything we talk about on his show, we always end by saying, all good things must come to an end. So there's like everything we talk about is is pretty much gone now.
Now, here's a bright spot. Cindy Maragos, who did have her birthday parties at the party room, Rick's sister, she just emailed us that Little America at Marshall, Wisconsin, is a place that they've just taken their grandchildren to and found it just delightful. So maybe we can say that there are offshoots from Kittyland that we can repeat today or offer our children. So we hope that they have just the great memories too.
Oh, yeah.
56.
Yeah.
We won't be here to hear about
them.
Probably
not. Yeah.
No.
There's Santa's Village, I know, in Illinois, too, that's geared for kids.
Okay.
It's a large scale, but it's geared for kids.
You know, if you go there, and again, I didn't grow up here, but just by hearing the stories and seeing them at the Golden Rondel when you presented them on the screen, I could, when I'm there, when I went there with my wife and we stood there in front of the sign and I looked around, and you could picture where the train was, where the Ferris wheel was, where the pony was. Oh. You can picture all the people around there. It's almost like a Twilight Zone episode where you see all the ghosts.
If you start hearing the music, you're in trouble.
I did hear the music. Let me read you something here. What Jim and Carol are doing, somebody sent me this morning. What Jim and Carol are doing is passing down history, passing it down to other generations who may or may not have experienced these adventures and treasures of our local community. It's up to us to continue the passing down as we share these stories through their presentations to our children. Boy, that's so well said.
Very well said.
Because that's what you guys do.
Thank that listener.
Somebody's got to preserve this stuff or it's gone. Huh. It's like that horrible scene in the movie The Time Machine when he goes to the library of the Morlocks and he goes to pull out a book and it's dust.
Dust. Oh,
there's no history. Remember that scene?
Yes, absolutely.
And he can't believe it. Yeah. Thousands of years of history are gone, never to be remembered because they didn't preserve it. They let it go to dust.
Those Morlocks were frightening, weren't they? Oh, I had nightmares, I think, for a couple of days.
We thank you, Don, for having such an interest in Racine yourself, for not growing up here. And then we also thank you for making sure that I think just about every one of our invites by you, our monthly chats, are on a podcast. So just go to your show.
Yeah, wherever you get
radio.
Your podcast, right? Apple, Spotify, WRJN.com, civicmedia.us. It should be there later today, so you get to hear the full hour.
And you can go back because we've covered Washington Park Pool.
They're all there. Yeah, you can go back. If you know, we'll talk about the dates. I'll find them later. But you go back to all the podcasts are still there.
One last thing about Kittyland, I was always asked the question, whatever happened to the rides? Well, from what we were able to determine, they were stored in a barn in Racine County or Racine somewhere, Racine County most likely, and it was really hush-hush. They didn't want anybody to know where they were. We got word that they eventually were moved to California. And there we lost, you know, the records as to what happened to them. Whether they were destroyed or reused again, we don't know. Repaired, don't know. But they're not in Racine anymore, of course.
They were stored in the barn. What was
it?
It was like a secret CIA operation to get them out of town.
Right.
Like when the Baltimore Colts left Baltimore in the middle of the night and went to Indianapolis. They pulled the moving vans up at 2 in the morning so nobody could
there
follow them.
There goes a merry-go-round.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Well, I know that if they were still available, Jim would have tried his best to get one or more
of
these rides for your basement or your museum.
Or the backyard, maybe. You drive a tractor, so I have a tractor thing in the back.
I always feel sad when we talk about this stuff because it's memories that, you know, you're preserving the memories, but you think back to it. You know, I had a kiddie land where I grew up. Same exact kiddie land as you described it. We didn't have a train, but we had everything else. And while you're talking, I'm thinking about my mother taking me to that.
Oh.
And it seemed like it was a million miles away. It was 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
But
when
you were
getting
a little kid,
there. Are we there yet?
It seems like it's we can walk there. But it just seemed like it was a million miles away and so special. And I look at it now, it was just down the block from us.
I know we want to say life is good today, but one thing that we really have lost, I wish it were temporary, is the safety we felt as kids. There didn't have to be the fear going to Kiddie Land or riding our bikes across town even or walking miles. Racine was safe, and in general, we could trust anyone that we met. So Kiddie Land, no parents had to be fearful for danger.
We walked everywhere.
Thank you guys for coming in. Carol G and Forte, Jim Messier. We'll do it again next month.
Okay.
And I'll be crying next month as well. Thank you guys for coming in. Do appreciate
you,
it. And you can check out the podcast. I told you where to find anywhere you get your podcasts. It'll be up later today, all right?